prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's show is very, very important. We're going to be talking about postmenopausal women and body composition. Got to give a shout out to our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. You can get 6 free samples of their most popular products absolutely free. Just pay $5.99 shipping, and that really is the shipping cost. Go to superhumanradio.net, click one of the EFX banner ads, and get on board. My guest today is Jay Campbell, author of the Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing awesome, Carl. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
And I have you on for a couple reasons. Number one, you actually write about some hormonal changes and the need for certain hormonal optimization in the book as it relates to women. The book is not just for men only. But also, this is an area that you've done a lot of research in as well. So let me just set the stage real quick. So about a week ago, there was a post on Facebook about a new women's exercise and diet book written by a very popular guy named Lyle McDonald. And in the book, the message is basically move more, eat less, and you'll lose weight. And there is no differentiation or distinguishing between postmenopausal and premenopausal women. And I really think that's a big mistake, because in all of the research that I've read, postmenopausal women change the paradigm of metabolism dramatically by the cessation of production of many of the sex hormones. So I felt the need to do this show for those women who are being told by younger women in their 40s, hey, just move more, just eat less, and you'll lose weight. So what are your thoughts on this? Let's start like the 30,000-foot view. When you look at a postmenopausal woman, is there a difference in metabolism and metabolic rate as a result of these hormonal changes?
Well, absolutely. 100% there is. For this conversation, we'll talk about optimized or non-optimized. But a non-hormonally optimized woman who's also postmenopausal is automatically at a risk for bone loss and sarcopenia. Right. Sarcopenia is obviously, you know, your listeners probably already know what it means, but it's the, you know, muscle degradation as one ages. And clearly when hormones are not functioning optimally, which is such as the case for a non-optimized woman postmenopausal, she's going to lose muscle weight. Now have muscle loss, and she's also going to leach calcium because she's not menstruating anymore. So she's also at a risk of bone mineralization, just all the issues that happen with, what is osteoporosis and lordosis and the various things that happen to women. So to say that a woman who is not hormonally optimized and is, again, postmenopausal, so in her 50s, mid-50s to late to early 60s and obviously later, is silly. And to not acknowledge that, to me, is a great misnomer.
You know, I did a show a couple years ago about this particular phenomenon in research. Scientists who do research in a variety of areas exclude female rodents because of that pesky hormone estrogen. And no, this is true. It was just recently that a female scientist said, we're really missing out on all different types of research, everything from metabolic function and cancer to SSRI and drugs, when we don't include the female rodents, because it's just male rodents they do this research on. So the reality is that there is no really good research being done yet in the area of postmenopausal women and the metabolic differences in them, because this is relatively – they've excluded female rodents and women. Obviously, they're not going to do any of this research on humans. So by excluding female rodents, they've actually eliminated the potential to go, oh, wait, ovariectomized rodents act differently in this particular scenario. This is something that translates to postmenopause. So the reality is that a lot of doctors don't know yet because there's not the foundation of research. Would you agree with that statement?
100%. So much so, let me just read you a couple sentences from the book. So female health is neglected. This is in, obviously, Chapter 19 in the Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible. Women's health, especially their hormonal health, has been terribly neglected by modern medicine. If women and their symptoms are not ignored, they are often misdiagnosed and ultimately mistreated. The evidence of mistreatment ranges from peer-reviewed analysis published by the Women's Health Initiative to public records of medically liability lawsuits. Tens of thousands of women have been paid hundreds of millions of dollars in damages for injuries caused by synthetic hormones dosed to destroy the female hormone cycle. So I could go on and on and on, right? That goes back in just the last two decades. But yeah, obviously, Carl, I mean, there is no research, okay, when it comes to women at, you know, that age, postmenopausal, and really just aging women in general, because we could really strengthen this argument and go into women even in their 40s who have had two or three children, right? They're now completely hormonally deficient. Their thyroid is malfunctioning. Their testosterone and progesterone and oestrogen levels are completely out of whack. And what do they do, Carl? I mean, who are they to go to? I mean, it's like I said, and again, you know, cheap, shameless plug. You know, my wife and Dr. Jim Meehan are writing a book, which I believe is going to be a be-all, end-all, tell-all story about women's health. But, I mean, Carl, there isn't even a book in the entire marketplace that you or I or any aging woman could look to use as like, well, this is the source for some, you know, for someone like me who wants to live aging, you know, gracefully longer and stronger, by optimizing my hormones, by doing this stuff, by understanding, you know, how I should train, if I should train differently than when I was in my 20s and 30s. So yeah, it's a morass. I mean, there really is nothing out there, and it's unfortunate, you know, because Lyle's been a great researcher and, you know, definitely I would call him a friend of mine from, you know, a couple decades back. And he's a brilliant guy, and I don't know why he would ignore that. Maybe just because he feels the same as us. There's just not a lot of research, and he's a research-oriented guy. But it's very unfortunate that women do not have anywhere to turn.
But you see, here's my problem, I agree with you. It could be that because there's not enough research, he just ignored it. But you've got to recognize that a postmenopausal woman whose thyroid is now tanking, who by the way, there is a lot of evidence that the reason that postmenopausal women put on body fat is because the body wants more estrogen, and it makes estrogen in body fat through aromatization of androgens because the ovaries are no longer functioning properly. So right. this phenomenon has nothing to do with moving more and eating less, because if the body is going to take everything you give it and turn it into body fat, you're screwed.
I actually 100% agreement. It has zero to do with it. It's 100% correct. And obviously you and I see that in men too, right? Like a man who's 45 years old, who has 180 testosterone and is doing everything right, he can't put on muscle and he can't lose body fat. And guess what, guys? Men and women are the exact same thing. There's just a little bit differentiation because you said it. Estrogen is higher in women and testosterone is lower from a baseline standpoint. But biochemically, we're pretty similar.
Right. Right. And then that's why testosterone has predominantly been a male hormone until recent research. I'd say in the past 5 or 6 years, where a lot of forward leaning clinicians are going, wow, you know, women need testosterone, too. And actually, Elisa has had discussions with clinicians in our marketplace, well-respected people who have said things to her like, oh, you don't want to take testosterone because you want to stay feminine. I mean, it's like, so they actually believe that there is no testosterone in women, which is so wrong. And think about this for a second. Women respond to far lower levels of testosterone than men do. So even a small drop in testosterone is going to stop a woman from building muscle. If a woman can't build muscle, she can't raise metabolic rate. If she can't raise metabolic rate, she cannot raise resting energy expenditure, or what a lot of people like to call NEAT, right? Non-exercise energy use or whatever it is. So it's what ends up happening is postmenopausal women can't add muscle. Their body is prone to adding fat. Their metabolic rate is dropping, and people are saying to them, eat less, move more, just move your ass more, they're telling them. And it's really, in my humble opinion, it's really harmful. It's a harmful message to women who believe that they're just not working hard enough, and they're looking at their Fitbits and going, I did 15,000 steps today. How much more can I do? What should I do, get a job as a mail carrier?
Carl, as you know, and obviously I'm one of the leading people out there, you know, screaming about how sad it is for most men and women, and to have their hormones optimized efficiently. But again, the only thing a woman can do, and you know, and again, just a cheap, shameless plug, please, if you're listening to the show today, send me an email. It's j@trtrevolution.com. I will be happy to send you a PDF of the book. Go to chapter 19 as a woman and read it and learn what you must do. Carl is 100% right. There's no possible way that if your hormones are suboptimal, if you've got a malfunctioning thyroid, if you've given birth to two or three kids or even just one child, that you're going to be able to do everything that a normally hormonally optimized or just a normal hormonal person, woman in her 20s and 30s can do. It's impossible. But, you know, back to what you're saying, I mean, doctors are so unfortunately uneducated. And again, I don't want to sit here and disparage doctors. They just don't have a standard patient of care model for hormone optimization. However, people like me and you are working to change that very clearly. But if you're a woman, you have to get a full hormone evaluation. Okay. It's very easy to do. You don't have to rely on your doctor. You can go to places like discountedlabs.com, private MD labs. There's numerous private clinics. Look for a pre-hormone optimization panel or a pre-menopause panel. They're labeled different ways. Some of them are anti-aging panels. Get these things done. And then when you understand, take them to your local doctor. And if your local doctor or your, you know, your doctor that you work with or your primary care, whatever you call it, can't measure them, and many of them can't. That's the problem, Carl. That's a whole other rabbit hole to go down to. Then find someone who can, but don't be sitting there thinking that you can continue to train and eat like you did in your 20s and 30s and expect to get the same results. It's not going to happen.
Well, and the reality is even in your 40s, you can get results. I got great results in my 40s. It wasn't and thank God I got on hormone replacement therapy, because in my 50s, I would have been a disaster, and I was still making progress because I was hormonally optimized. And the same is true of women. The problem that I have is the message. If you're going to write about women's health and you're going to write about women's weight loss issues, you are really failing if you're not looking at women pre and post menopause. Now let's talk about a couple things. I remember reading a study a couple years ago that looked at perceived stress levels in women pre and post menopause. And what the study showed was that women postmenopausal doing the same work that premenopausal women were doing, and they just did cardio in this particular research piece, they actually stopped losing body fat. And what the author of the study said was that, and this is an evolutionarily directed phenomenon in women's bodies, that when the woman's body perceives stress is rising, it starts to store more body fat because it believes that the environment is hostile. So it needs to prepare for famine and anything that could go wrong. So these women who are being told just move more and eat less, that stress that they're putting on their body is actually backfiring. What do you think about that?
No, I 100% agreement. I mean, 100% agreement. Again, I mean, this is really silly that we're having this, you know, discussion that, you know, again, if Lyle did not put this in his book, I mean, it's obviously a gross, you know, if anything, an egregious overstatement to not discuss this. And again, I haven't read the book. I will. I definitely will read it. And again, I always say that Lyle is a brilliant researcher. But I mean, you can't have one without the other. And again, I'm fighting this battle, as are you, you know, on a constant day and out basis with men and women now who reach out to me and say, help, you know, where can I turn? Because unfortunately, there still is just not a lot of places to turn. I mean, you know, if you're somewhere in the Midwest, you're somewhere, you know, in an area that's far from a coastal population center, I mean, Carl, the likelihood that you can go and work with a doctor who can evaluate your hormones is very, very slim.
I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about one of the phenomenons of postmenopause, which is sleep disruption or poor quality sleep and how that affects body fat accumulation and weight loss. We're talking right now with Jay Campbell, one of the authors of the TOT Bible, the Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible. People can get it at Amazon.com, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the best place to go. It's a fantastic book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Age Force is popular. DHEA plus pregnenolone patches. Buy one, get one free. That's right. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today. and take advantage of this amazing patch that delivers both DHEA and pregnenolone through the skin into the bloodstream. Again, superhumanradio.net listeners, go to the website and click the AgeForce buy one, get one free DHEA and pregnenolone patch today. Take advantage of this amazing offer.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking about postmenopausal women and body composition. Is hormonal optimization required for them to truly see the changes in their bodies that younger women can see from exercise and nutritional changes? We're talking with Jay Campbell about this. He has done lots of research into the role of hormones in health and longevity. And so another phenomenon that we see in postmenopausal women is, and it's actually two things I'm going to mention here. The first one is disrupted and impaired sleep quality. They wake up numerous times throughout the night. They wake up feeling unrested. Quite often, those awakenings throughout the night are in concert with hot flushes or flashes, whatever you prefer to call them. I talked to Dr. Mark Gordon a decade ago about this phenomenon, and he assured me that hot flashes are a result of an imbalance between progesterone and estrogen,
right,
that causes glucose imbalances and makes them hypoglycemic. And if you look at classic symptoms of hypoglycemia, they are anxiety, sweating, and in severe cases, tremor and lightheadedness. And these women all complain about that. Their anxiety levels go through the roof. Things that they used to be able to handle, they can't handle anymore. They wake up in the middle of the night 5 or 6 times covered in pools of sweat. And then they're supposed to read a book by some expert that says, move more, eat less, and you'll lose weight. I learned from Dr. Scott Connolly that any kind of impairment in sleep pushes you to insulin resistance.
Right.
So talk about this.
Well, yeah, no, it's 100% accurate. I mean, you know, it just goes back to the beginning of what you said. You know, should a woman who is postmenopausal, you know, again, it comes down to their goals, wants, needs. I mean, what if a woman is desiring to age gracefully, right? She's in a committed relationship, maybe a husband, maybe she has a boyfriend, maybe she's done, you know, raising her kids. She wants to be active. She wants to travel the world. She's, again, postmenopausal, and she, you know, wants to hit the weight. She wants to eat right, do all these things. I mean, Carl, in my opinion, you know, based on what I know and based on my research, I don't know how it's possible, because you just said everything as, you know, as lucidly as you could. A woman can do any of these things without considering to optimize the hormones. I think another point you left off, and again, this is stressed in the chapter, in my book, in chapter 19, you know, again, written by my wife and Dr. Jim Meehan, is that depression also is one of those symptoms. So, you know, in addition to physiologically falling apart and declining, fat loss, night sweats, you know, tremors, obviously psychological distress, I mean, a lot of these women become depressed. So, I mean, to me, the only option is, again, to understand what's going on biologically in your biological systems from a standpoint of hormonal. And, again, I know it's tough, but it's very simple. If you live in the United States and you're listening to this radio show, you can be effectively diagnosed with suboptimal hormones. And, again, it's a little bit more complex for women, okay, because you guys are dealing with testosterone and progesterone and estrogen and thyroid imbalances and all those things. But a good clinician who understands this, and there are many, and again, I'll refer to Dr. Jim Meehan, who's been working with women highly effectively, has patients all over the country for 13 years, it can be effectively treated. There's no reason that it can't be. But again, to think that you are, as a 55, you know, an older woman, postmenopausal, going to be able to function the way you did when you were, you know, premenopause, it's just not possible.
No.
It's just not.
And in fact, the reality is that most of these HRT clinics that focus on women, like we have one here in Louisville called 25 Again, and that theme is really good, right? They started out as Body Shapes Medical. They started out before that as a bariatrics clinic. Then they became Body Shapes Medical, and now they're called 25 Again. They have 11 offices now in Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky. Their focus, when you look at their commercials, is weight loss in postmenopausal women. They take women who can't lose weight anymore, who are clearly active, and the reason you know they're clearly active is because as soon as they're hormonally optimized, the weight falls off with them doing all the same things they did before.
Right, it's like magic.
So to neglect this phenomenon, to act like postmenopausal women are the same as premenopausal women is shameful. And really, anybody and there's a lot of women out there too, that, you know, they hold themselves up. But, well, I'm 40 years old, and I always say, do you still have a period? Yes, I do.
Right.
Then you can't talk about this any more than I can tell you what it's like to live with one leg to some guy who actually just has one leg. I don't know what that's like.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's absolutely true. But I would say, the only thing I would say, again, if you're not getting your blood work done and you're not getting your hormones evaluated, you're not doing an effective panel, you're not working with a clinician that knows how to do this, there's a woman who's, say, 45 and, you know, still menstruating, but, you know, barely menstruating.
Yes.
And having irregular periods, right? It's very similar to the woman who's now postmenopausal. But, I mean, again, you know, go back to the very first round of this conversation. I mean, the reality is that women are, they're being mistreated. They're being misdiagnosed. They're being completely ignored from a research perspective. I mean, it's really unfortunate. But you know what, Carl? Here's the crazy part, right? And obviously, we talked about this when the last time I was on your show. A woman can go to any doctor, any garden variety doctor in America, and say, hey, doc, you know, I want to get my hormones evaluated. Or, hey, doc, you know what? I feel like I might need estrogen therapy or something like that. And they say, oh, okay, sure, let's do it. And they just charge them, you know, a copay.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get anything effectively resolved, because as you and I both know, that very few doctors know what they're doing with this. And then, you know, we could even talk about the Women's Health Initiative, you know, which brought numerous suits, you know, obviously whether or not women were actually getting uterine, receiving uterine cancer, having uterine cancer from the treatment that they effectively got.
I do want to talk about that. I want to talk about that a little bit later in the show, because that's an important issue for women listening to this and going, but I'm still afraid about hormones. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's obviously very, very well dispelled in the book. And we can talk about and save that for later. But there's no question, okay, that this is the central point, the central tenet. If a woman is going to age gracefully, again, as I call it, living longer and stronger, an effective hormonal optimization regime has to be put into place. And more important than that, you have to be, obviously, through a clinician, effectively diagnosed and treated. I mean, because you can't do one without the other.
I used a picture for today's show of a woman sitting on a sofa in a reclined position with a glass of white wine and potato chips. And the reason I did this picture specifically is because of something that you mentioned a little bit earlier in the discussion, and that is depression. A lot of postmenopausal women become depressed. They lose their zest for life. And you know, unfortunately, quite often they blame it on their husbands, their kids, and everything else, because they have to place it somewhere, because they just can't understand why they wake up in the morning without that excitement about the day that they used to have when they were 30 and even 40. And they turn to alcohol. If you see women that are drinking a half a bottle, three quarters of a bottle of wine every single night, they're effectively self-medicating. If they went to the doctor and told the doctor that he'd put them on Xanax or maybe an SSRI, which they don't want to do that, so instead they're drinking. A lot of postmenopausal women turn to wine. Have you seen this phenomenon? I see it all the time.
100%. I mean, a woman is going to choose some form, a drug of choice, and obviously you and I know that that's usually either food or alcohol. It's probably a combination of both. But yeah, I mean, this is a we could go so deep down the rabbit hole in this discussion, but I mean, you're talking about what is likely the stem cause and tide of late marriage divorce, right? The kids
yes.
are now out of the home. The women now have empty nest syndrome, and she can't function sexually, because we haven't even talked about another side effect, which is vaginal dryness, right? Again,
yes.
they have no hormonal optimization. They have no sex drive. In addition, they have no ability to
difficulty orgasming becomes an issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of it stops working. So if you're a woman and, you know, all this time your biological innate drive and responsibility was to raise the children, have children, and now there's no children to raise, and you can't even have children from a standpoint of, like, you know, pleasing your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, then yeah, you're right. I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, you look at it from a standpoint of, like, well, what am I doing here? What is the purpose?
What's my purpose? Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to address the Women's Health Initiative, because it scared a lot of women off of the possibility of hormones. But now, people are going back in and re-extrapolating that data and getting different yeah. results, which is really, really interesting, because it just goes to show that people who say it's the science, it's not the science all the time. Sometimes science is like religion. I could read a passage of the Bible and tell you it says one thing, and you can read it and tell me it says something else. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll pick it up on the other side with that, okay?
Awesome.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
If you listen to this show, chances are you can save a bundle of money on your life insurance. Health IQ cares that you can deadlift your body weight or you go to the gym 3 times a week. And they can get you more coverage for less money by taking the quiz. Go to healthiq.com/SHR. And if you don't have life insurance, what are you waiting for? You can't get it after you're dead, just to let you know. We're talking today with Jay Campbell. We're talking about postmenopausal women and body recomposition. So in that particular thread, and we're going to talk about the Women's Health Initiative, but this was just texted to me. Lyle apparently said to one postmenopausal woman, maybe you should work out harder and longer. This is exactly the wrong message these women are getting. And it's really sad. It's really sad. But okay.
Yeah.
The Women's Health Initiative, and I really don't even want to plug his book anymore because I know he's a great guy, but there's lots of great guys out there who write meaningful information about nutrition and diet and exercise physiology that don't go berserk on Facebook calling people names and saying stupid stuff. So,
right.
But the Women's Health Initiative did more to harm women than to help women because they were looking at conjugated equine estrogens and methylated forms of progesterone and progestins, synthetic progestins and such that increased thrombotic index because of the methylation in the liver, and may have led to different types of uterine cancers because there's like 160 different equine estrogens in there and women have 3, I think, or 5, I think it is, right? So
it's 5. Yep.
Talk about the Women's Health Initiative and where we've come now, because now there's good research coming out of it because different people are looking at it.
Okay, so let me, I could go, that's such a rabbit hole with me, and obviously I'm very close with Dr. Meehan, and, you know, and by the way, you should have him on your show because he's amazing. He would be
well, connect us. I reached out to him on Facebook and he never responded, so.
Oh, yeah, he's just got so many people, you know how it is. He's a great guy, but he'll definitely come on your show and he'll be excited to, but let me just, I'll just read another sentence, okay? This is from from the book. Dr. Philip Sarrell, emeritus professor in the departments of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive sciences and psychiatry at Yale, estimates that the widespread rejection of estrogen therapy after the 2002 Women's Health Initiative has most likely led to almost 50,000 unnecessary deaths over the last 10 years among women aged 50 to 69 who had a hysterectomy. So think about that, Carl. The Women's Health Initiative, which, as you correctly said, is now being completely torn apart. They're now saying that the data was flawed. The information was profoundly misunderstood when they looked at it initially. So, again, it basically led to 50,000 women dying who had a hysterectomy that probably didn't need to if they would have had the hormones optimized. So, again, we're dealing with a science when it comes to women and anti-aging and hormone optimization that is, you know, nebulous at best and, you know, incredulous at worst because of what happened. Again, the data was extrapolated. It was poor. It was misidentified. There's so many things that go with it. But today, there's no reason that a woman, just like a man, cannot have their hormones optimized. They cannot, there's no reason they cannot be clinically diagnosed and work with a very prominent or, you know, effective treating clinician who can look at them and can understand, again, people who have had decades of experience working with women. Because there were obviously many doctors, as you know, Carl, in the shadows that were still treating women.
Yes.
You know, while this nonsense was going on, clearly many women, you know, shied away. And obviously there were a lot of, you know, suits and all the other nonsense that occurred because there were women that had tumors. And again, it's a very, very dark spider web and rabbit hole. But the bottom line is there's absolutely no reason that a woman today should be afraid of hormone restoration, optimization. Obviously, I like to call it optimization because that's really what it is, right? You're not really – think about it like this. If you're an aging man or woman, you're not replacing a declining innate source. You're optimizing it, right? And normally to optimize it, you're going to have to probably use some form of exogenous therapy. And there are numerous ways to do it. Again, they're all very clearly elucidated in this book. Dr. Meehan does an amazing job of discussing all the different ways. But a female today should not be afraid at all of seeking to optimize her hormones. There is nothing to indicate that there is risk. There really isn't. Again, all of the data is poor. There's nothing that shows that hormone optimization is going to lead to uterine cancer. Nothing.
Well, think about something. If you just apply critical thinking, you're not a scientist, and you look at this and you say to yourself, okay, so if supplementing with estrogen causes cancer, then why didn't I get cancer when my body was raging and producing estrogen as a right. young woman in my 20s and even in my 30s? Surely, exactly. If estrogen equals cancer, especially in estrogen-dependent cancers, then wouldn't we see them in 20-year-olds all the time? We'd say, oh, my God, you know, she had genetic predisposition. She had the BRCA gene. She's predisposed to estrogen-dependent cancer formation. We would see that when a girl goes through puberty. We'd start to see these cases. We see them at 16, 18, 22, 23. Oh, genetically, she is going to have cancer because estrogen's on the rise. So now you say, well, there's something different going on with the aging body. Yes, there is. It's increases in inflammation. Guess what suppresses inflammation? Estradiol interacts with something called the FAF receptor, the fibroblast activation factor. This is in men too. It immediately suppresses acute inflammation, like in blunt force trauma. If you're hit in the head, your brain starts to produce gobs and gobs of estradiol by converting androgens to estradiol through aromatization to suppress the inflammation and swelling of the brain. So if, in fact, inflammation goes up as you age, and we also know that hormones drop as you age, perhaps it's not corollary. Perhaps it's causative.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, again, and I believe as time goes on, research will prove that. I mean, again, I mean, you know this, Carl. I mean, my book is probably the first book that actually has anything about testosterone suppressing inflammation. And, you know, I have 6 pages on it. You know, I talk about every primary pathway and mediator of how testosterone, you know, suppresses inflammation and what it does. And I bring that up because it's the same thing with estradiol. It's like you said, we have an intricate network of hormones. Our bodies were designed in a very unique way to block things that are designed or potentially can cause us to die. So, you know, to have these natural hormonal systems be disrupted, you know, due to aging, I mean, this is not 1930 anymore, okay? We're not living in past times when doctors, and obviously we didn't have the understanding at a molecular level of what goes on biologically in people's systems, but now we do. And so to take this antiquated, age-old, you know, nonsensical, as I would call it, thinking from the WHI that, you know, using, you know, estrogen, or, and let's be specific, it was like, you know, equine forms, Provera, and all these other forms that could cause these problems, it's literally not true. Now, obviously, you want to use bioidentical, and again, this is all very, very lucidly spelled out in the book, in chapter 19 of my book, For Women, but there's no reason that women should be afraid of this. It's nonsensical. Again, the system, the biological systems, our hormonal systems and networks were designed so that as we age, okay, things are going to slow down. Things are going to cessate. But again, because of science, again, it depends on your belief system, but because due to science and due to the technology that we have, there's no reason that you should get old from a standpoint of like, oh, I'm 55 years old and I have to suffer with this anymore.
Right.
That's nonsense. Now,
like, one of the things I hate about Dr. Andrew Weil is he says people should learn to grow old gracefully. And I say, why? Why?
Exactly.
You don't have to. Exactly. Why would you want to do that? I want to share a personal story. And people who've been listening to my show for the entire 13 years have heard this story at least once or twice. In 2005, right before I started doing the show, I forced myself into a situation that I actually experienced what most women experience through menopause. I was experimenting with transdermally delivered aromatase inhibitors. I was using performance-enhancing drugs, and I was compounding my own transdermal aromatase inhibitors. I had a long discussion with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale after I got sick, and he said effectively what I did was what they do in androgen deprivation therapy. I overstimulated the gonads and the pituitary and the hypothalamus, and eventually luteinizing hormone dropped out, and all my hormones dropped out. Most importantly, testosterone, but estrogen as well.
Right.
So I went through a period of 8 months with insomnia, anxiety. I mean, like, I remember I was working for a company at that point in time traveling, and I was in Maryland, and I was sitting outside the parking lot supposed to be going in to visit one of my largest clients, and I had an anxiety attack, and I literally considered leaving and calling him and telling him I was lost and I'll be there tomorrow because I couldn't get myself out of the car. This is all true. I used to walk around my house while everybody else slept. And I would peer in and my ex-wife would be sleeping, my children would be sleeping, and I felt like a ghost. I was haunting the house at night. I couldn't get to sleep. So I had subjective tremor, internal tremor. I could feel my whole body vibrating, but no one else could feel it when they touched me. I would get hot flashes. I would break out in pools of sweat and wake up an hour and a half after I went to sleep, and that was it for the night. And so inevitably, I started to search all my symptoms on the internet. And every time I put all my symptoms in, guess where it led me to, Jay? A menopause website,
exactly.
Like Power Surge. And I'm reading what these women are saying, and I'm saying, oh, my God, I'm
right.
Experiencing this. And it's derailed my life. It has completely derailed my life. And I, at that point in time, I realized I didn't know if I was going to get better. And I did get better. But I had to get on testosterone to get better. But at that point in time, I realized that if more men went through menopause, they wouldn't tell women it's no big deal. Because you
right.
can forget about your career. You can forget about vacations. You can forget about any joy in your life when every single second of your life you're spending thinking to yourself, what the hell is wrong with me? Why do I feel this way?
Well, that's a great story, Carl, and I'm glad you found help, obviously, through optimization. And all men can, and it just leads to my point. Well, let's just be honest, and I won't say that Lyle has low testosterone, but let's just say that the majority of the scientific research community, especially if the progressive professors that run, okay, the majority of the university system in North America today, if we had their testosterone levels tested, you would be aghast at what we would find, okay? Let's just be straight up and honest. So a woman going through postmenopause or even premenopause, because it's all the same. It's very similar to a dude today in his mid-30s and up who has testosterone levels sub 300, sub 200, right?
Right?
And remember, they changed the standard mean deviation 100 yes. points. They lowered it,
yeah.
right? So there's very, very little differentiation. It's just the lack of awareness. Again, as we talked previously, and you know this, you spoke very highly and well about this, most men don't even know, okay? They go to the doctor, they start feeling like shit, and all of a sudden it's SSRI and erectile dysfunction.
Yes,
right?
Anti-anxiety drugs,
and
SSRIs.
Right. So it's the same thing for men and women. So, you know, for guys like you and me, all we can really do is we can have this discussion, which we're doing a great job of, but then we have to implore, we have to beg, we have to plead. We have to say, men and ladies, this is the most important focus of your life. We are under siege right now environmentally. You and I know that. Every smart clinician knows that. The only solution is to optimize. I mean, I cannot stress this enough. If you are a guy and you feel like shit, you are a lady and you feel like shit, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, and you're not having your hormones evaluated, you're not getting your blood work done. And again, this is not, I'm not differentiating people who don't train and take care of themselves and eat well, because as you know, Carl, it doesn't matter. You can do those things and or not do those things. It's still the same origin,
right,
which is a suboptimal hormone panel. So there's no reason, again, in this day and age, to not take at least a very active role in looking this stuff up, figuring this stuff out. Don't be that guy or that woman who refuses to acknowledge, who reads books like Lyle's and tries to overcompensate by doing more exercise, by lessening your caloric intake. I mean, it's all nonsense. The core, the crux of the issue is suboptimal hormones. Find out about it. Read my book. Listen to Carl. Seek out a clinician who knows what they're doing. This is just crazy to me.
I want to take our last commercial break and come back and talk about clinicians. Because not all clinicians are created equally. There are a lot of women out there on HRT, and they're still not getting the proper results because the clinician that they're using isn't doing the right thing. And then we'll wrap it up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try.
Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome. We're talking with Jay Campbell. His book is The Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible. You can get it at Amazon. There are sections in there that speak about testosterone in women. I want to talk about testosterone in women as we discuss a good clinician versus a not-so-good clinician. So it's not enough just to test these hormones. You have to look at women's lifestyles. We've been talking predominantly about estrogen. Estrogen, by the way, is anabolic. For those of you who don't know this, estrogen is anabolic. When they give cows trenbolone acetate or trenbolone acetate and estradiol benzoate, they put on much more muscle when the estradiol is added in. So that means that estradiol is an anabolic. So let's not forget that, first of all. But more importantly, when Elisa first started looking into testosterone replacement, actually multi-hormone HRT, we met with a couple good doctors who said, you know, you train hard. You train like an athlete. So you need more testosterone than the woman who doesn't train or just does Pilates three times a week or goes to Orange Theory on Fridays. You know what I mean? Isn't that true? If you're a hard-training woman, you need more testosterone than the girl who just does Orange Theory once a week.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, again, there's so many different things to test for and understand about a woman's lifestyle. And obviously, her biological, her body composition, her muscle mass. I mean, there's a lot of things to take into consideration. And obviously her end game goal, if a woman wants to put on a little bit more muscle, for sure. Let me just say this, a really good clinician, I won't mention their name, but, you know, taught me this a long time ago. Giving a woman hormones is like giving a dry plant water. And it is absolutely true. And that's why you see women who are competitive bodybuilders, and we won't mention names, who have taken God knows what and blown up and mesomorphed their bodies into men, you know, and look all screwed up and
right.
energized. And it's weird, and again, it's not a discussion for this conversation, but many of those women, when they stop, actually look more feminine and lose that masculine, that edged angle, a square jaw, you know, the other stuff. Obviously, the muscle goes away. I won't, again, mention names, but I know some of these women. I've worked and consulted with some of these women over the last 20 years. And many of them, once they end their competitive days, actually do kind of morph back into a feminine-looking woman
and don't stay.
So, yeah. And you have seen it. So a lot of people have this, you know, misbelief or misnomer that it's permanent, you know, that's transfiguration of women who are competitive bodybuilders and they look like that and, you know, become androgenized and men looking is permanent. It's not. And again, that's a whole other conversation too, right? Because we could, and Jim, you know, my business partner and co-author wants to have a conversation with one of our clinicians on our podcast upcoming, talking about, women who have made the transition to men, because it's very underlooked and not discussed right now in the community about training and levels and stuff like that. So this kind of actually transfers into the conversation you and I are having now, but In answer to your original question, it's multifaceted, Carl. I think a woman who's postmenopausal who does want to put on muscle,
or goes into menopause carrying more muscle than the average woman,
right?
Because she innately had higher testosterone levels than the average woman, and you can't just go to her and say, "Well, this is what I give to everybody." You got to look at
right. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry I didn't say that. That's a great plan.
No. But I mean, there's a lot of women out there who are athletic, who fit into this category of looking for this information because they know what it feels like to feel amazing. And now they don't. They go to a doctor. He gives her, a troche with the 5 milligrams of test and says, "Well, this is what I give everybody." And she goes, "This sucks. It's not working for me." And,
right.
and then they go, "Oh, well, I don't want to masculinize you." It takes a look, just for the record. Women who have testosterone levels up to 200, 220 nanograms, they're not being masculinized yet. That's still considered female. It's when they get up into the 400s where the low threshold of men are, that is when they start becoming masculinized. So, you know, this whole fear of masculinizing women by giving them testosterone is really silly. And there's a lot of women who are suffering because of the ignorance in this area.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I'm glad you brought that up. But again, with women, it's a little bit more complex than it is men. But I would also say that the best clinicians who have been working with women for a long time also tell me that women, once they're dialed in, because they're better listeners, again, this gets into the whole psychological component, do better on hormone optimization than men, right? Because, again, and men, that's a whole other conversation, but men just don't listen as well normally. And so they won't do what their physician, tells them. But there's no question that a woman can take testosterone in many different ways, transdermally, even injected. The best clinicians nowadays are actually allowing women to do a couple of shots a month, sometimes even a shot a week, a very low dose shot a week.
Yeah.
So there's no reason, again, it goes back to men and women are so similar, biologically, there's no reason that women cannot be treated with testosterone and again, hormonally modulated to, like you said, feel the best that they felt ever, especially with women that were pre-menopausal, were competitive.
So there's one other thing I want to dispel here, and I don't know whether I want your opinion of it, right? A lot of people, there's a big difference between starvation and body recomposition, okay? A lot of people say that diet is exclusively a mathematical equation, calories in, calories out, and they use that that theory because of starvation. I mean, if you take somebody and you put them in a concentration camp and you don't feed them, they become skin and bones. They lose their muscle. They lose everything. And so people go, "Oh, well, if you want to lose weight, you just have to starve yourself a little bit." But if you're eating any amount of food at all, the starvation is different than body recomposition. If your body believes the environment is hostile, your body places a very, very high value on fat. Your body will. Now, I learned this from Dr. Scott Connolly. There are women out there that have certain fat deposit signatures, like women who get very, very, very fat in their lower legs and their thighs and their butt, but then they're very lean on top. And he said to me one time, "Well, explain that if it's a mathematical equation. Why is this woman lean on top and putting all her body fat down below?" And he said, there are hormonal influences when a woman is under stress, what to do. And stress tells the body the environment is hostile. Whatever food we are getting, we need to make as much fat as possible. So turn down the heat, turn down the resting energy requirement, turn down the metabolic rate, turn down the thyroid, and let's make fat just in case we get to a situation where we can't find food. That's the difference between the people who say it's a mathematical equation. That's the difference between starvation and eating some food but putting your body under greater and greater stress while you're eating that food. What do you think of that?
100% agreement. And I'll just actually point to me working with women in the competitive community over the last 20 years. When a woman diets hard, right, as a competitive, whatever she's doing to compete, regionally they have body fat stores that will not be able to be depleted. They have poor blood flow. They have specific, alpha 2 receptors in like their hips and their glutes and specific areas. And you cannot get rid of the body fat. Even literally, if they performed a 36-hour fast, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, they would, like you said, they would get shred. Yeah, yeah, any of those drugs and dieting agents, but they would shred in areas where they had blood flow. But in the areas where they don't have blood flow, which is in these stubborn receptive areas, they won't have any. So you're absolutely correct. The only thing that's going to do it, and there's obviously many hacks in that community that to do it, but specific medications, specific hormone modulation, increasing blood flow through injection, localized injection of all these God knows other things that we won't talk about. But it's absolutely true. There's no possible way, again, because of regional body fat differentiation, hormonal differentiation, that that you can actually make it linear by starving yourself. You're correct. It's impossible.
So the book is called The Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible. It has sections in there about specifically about testosterone in women. But your wife and Dr. Meehan's book, when will that be available?
I'm hopeful that it's going to be either in the late third or fourth quarter of this year. They're talking and working right now. But it possibly, again, I don't want to hold them to any kind of definitive timeline. It may actually be in the first quarter of next year, but it's definitely coming sometime in the next year. For
and
sure,
this will exclusively focus on women and their hormonal uniqueness. Because, you know, I want to just say something real quick. For those of you who don't think women are much more complex than men, remember, they are human being factories. They not only have everything that we have, but they also have the stuff to make other humans. And if you don't think that's a game changer for their bodies and their hormonal signatures, then you're just not paying attention.
Yeah, the divine feminine, there's no question in the evolution of the soul, you know, and I told that discussion, the woman is a little bit more important than we are. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Listen, Jay, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air today and clearing this up.
Yeah, Carl, anytime you want to have me, brother, I'm honored and humbled and privileged to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk soon. We're going to take one last commercial break. Stay tuned. I'll wrap up the show.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake. But you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So just an update. There will not be any shows Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week because I leave tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to drive to Cleveland to have my left foot operated on by Dr. William Seeds. Dr. Seeds has been on this show before. He travels around the country speaking at A4M meetings about peptides, but his primary job is he's an amazingly talented orthopedic surgeon who's worked on a host of very famous people. He is the orthopedic surgeon who worked on Peta Murgatroyd's ankle when she was injured herself and was thought to finish her career. She's on Dancing with the Stars. He has worked on several of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars. He has also worked on Baryshnikov. I believe he did his knees or his ankles or both. And way back when he was based in New York, I mean, he worked on a lot of the baseball players. I think he is the guy who did Daryl Strawberry's shoulder surgery. So I'm an amazingly competent hands. And what's going to happen is he is going to completely reconstruct my left foot. For those of you who've never heard the story, I crushed my left foot in April of 2016, but the crush injury wasn't all that bad. But over time, it manifested into some muscle imbalances that pulled my two middle toes up and out of the socket. In fact, I have a blog post that says, aren't you glad this isn't your foot? The two middle toes are actually up on top of the foot, and the sockets and the second bone in those toes are actually what I walk on, which has caused real problems for the sole of my foot. I've had quite a few hematomas. Like yesterday, I trained legs, and I did some hack squats, and just by putting some pressure on the front of my feet, I ended up with a small tear in my sole and a little blood coming out of it. I have no ball of the foot on the left foot because the large toe, the great toe main socket, the one that most people call, you know, that causes bunions, actually got crushed and slowly drifted out. So now I have this bunion as well. So what's going to happen is they're going to do something called a Lapidus, which is to bolt the large part of the big toe, the first bone, that really is up in the instep of the foot, to the rest of the foot, and that pulls the toe in. And they're going to have to shave the bone on the big toe. And then the two smaller toes, the middle toes, the second and third toe, they will pull back into the sockets, which won't be easy because the muscle imbalances that cause this, obviously, are pulling the toes up. And then they're going to run wire through the toes, completely through the toes, from the tip of the toe through into the toe, that will keep the toes from coming out of the socket ever again. That's the easy part. The hard part is I'm going to be off my left foot for 6 weeks. For 6 weeks, I cannot put any pressure on the foot. Then after 6 weeks, there'll be a rehab period where maybe I'll be able to start walking and gently start to put more weight on the foot. And then eventually I'll be able to start doing other things. So this is probably going to be a 12-week rehab of going from no weight on the foot to limited weight on the foot. Now, keep in mind, I live in a house with stairs, and I can't put any weight on the left foot, which means I'm probably going to have to go up and down the stairs on my butt or hop on one foot, which could be dangerous in and of itself. And getting in and out of the car on one foot, I'll be on crutches. I'm probably going to get one of those little scooters that you kneel on to try to make life a little bit easier for getting around. The surgery is probably going to take an hour. The next 12 weeks after that are going to be really challenging for me, but I'm up for it. I've continued to train legs, which if you saw the picture of my left foot in my blog, when you look at that, think about, so I squatted yesterday. I've started squatting again. My leg pain has been going away. My back feels so much better. I hang in my inversion table regularly. I feel like I'm reversing a lot of it. So I started squatting. I went up to 4 plates yesterday. I'm very, very proud of myself. I didn't go as deep as I normally do because I'm cautious because I don't have the balance in the left foot. Again, I don't have a ball of the foot on my left foot. So the foot wants to cave in towards the arch. In fact, when I was squatting the 4 plates, the muscles that run in the arch of the foot, they had searing pain because they were being stretched because my whole foot is spread out. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre. My daughter Sydney is going with me because Elisa's unable to travel with me this week because of work. So I'm going to drive up there tomorrow. I have a 3 o'clock pre-surgery appointment. Then Thursday morning, I go under the knife. And then Friday morning, I'll drive back to Louisville. And so my daughter Sydney's going to go with me so she can drive me home from the hospital because I'll be sedated. I should be fine Friday morning to drive home by myself. I won't drive my own car home, but if not, my daughter will drive. I'll be back on the air Monday. There's no time off. I have to get right back in here and keep doing what I do. And so, you know, I just want to let people know where I'm going to be the next couple days. If I am not answering emails quickly, if I'm not posting or replying to things in Messenger quickly, it's because of that. But I'm looking forward to getting this over with and moving past it because this has really been a challenging injury. You know, you don't realize how much time you spend on your feet. And, like, your foot is, like, one of the lowest common denominators of things you depend on. And my foot hurts me all the time, except when I'm sitting or laying down in bed. If I'm standing, if I'm walking, my foot is killing me. And I got to tell you, H. Honest Hemp, the first full-spectrum hemp product I found that makes the pain in my foot go away for periods of time. It only lasts, for me, about 3 or 4 hours because the pain is so intense and so constant. And so I have to use it a couple times a day. But they're a sponsor of ours. If you're interested in trying a hemp product, try theirs. It's great stuff. It really, because I've tried other hemp products. They did not get rid of the pain. They did not do the things that I was told full-spectrum hemp CBD oil would do. This stuff works. Check them out. We have a 20% discount for them. Also, I just want to plug one other sponsor, and that is Thrive Market. We all eat. We all want to eat good quality foods. We want to eat organic. We want to eat high quality foods because we know that's important to our lives. So we inevitably fall prey to stores like Whole Foods that charge ridiculously stupid prices for stuff. You don't have to do that. ThriveMarket.com/superhumanradio. You get $60 worth of free organic food plus free shipping just for trying them as a listener of our show. And keep in mind that when they sell a membership, they give a free membership to an economically underserved family. So those families usually live in food deserts, and they can save money by buying high-quality food using the app or online, thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio. And the stuff shows up on your door in 2 days. You save money. You save money twice. You save gas and time because, let's face it, Whole Foods and these big box, these high-quality health food stores, they're always in the most congested areas. You got to get through traffic. They're always someplace far away. You're stuck in traffic. Shop, drop hundreds of dollars, go home feeling like, gee, I hope it's worth it, when you can save up to 50% off of the stuff and not have to go get caught in traffic. So you save two ways on the products you buy, as well as the time and gas that you spend getting to these other stores. So check them out, please. Thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio. Show them some love. And I will be back. I'll try to, those of you who follow me on Facebook, obviously Carl Lenore or Superhuman Radio Network, I will do my best to chronicle the surgery. I'm going to ask Dr. Seeds if we can do any video. I don't know what HIPAA allows for that, but I'll try to keep you guys posted on the surgery. I'm really excited about this. I'm nervous, too. I got to be honest with you. Going under the knife for anything is a little scary to me. And everybody who knows about the surgery said, hey, you don't worry about it. You'll be fine. And, of course, I will be fine. But it's still, you know, any surgery is a serious thing. And so, but I'll do my best to chronicle things and keep in touch with people. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to show Jay Campbell and Jim Brown some love. The Testosterone Optimization Therapy Bible is available at Amazon.com. It's getting amazing praise. It's a one-of-a-kind book. Every man should own it. I said it is the owner's manual for your testicles, but there is information for women in there, too, so check that out. And we will talk to everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio, and thank you for listening today.